You're Camden, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. February 2008. Camden.gov.uk. Navigational information. This is an audio presentation of Your Camden, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. This recording is on one CD and lasts approximately 1 hour and 20 minutes. There are 40 tracks, including the title track. In this issue, news, planning changes, tribute to councillors, post office plans, smoking litter, drug and alcohol court, online shopping, half-term fun, birth certificates, waste management, setting the budget, Young Camden, youth council elections, housing news, improving Camden homes, picture your home winners, sculpture exhibition, singles night, win theatre tickets, theft and robbery, keep your mobile, MP3 and jewellery safe, epic awards, love is in the air for Camden's heroes, chalk farm, improvements to the area, sport Camden, archery is making its mark. CIPR. CIPR, Local Government Group. Excellence in Communications Awards, winner Best Civic Newspaper / Magazine 2007. Issue 16. Your Camden is free to all residents and provides you with information about our services. Published by the Communications Team, London Borough of Camden. Editorial and Advertising, 020-7974-5717. Distribution, 020-7974-5973. Write free of charge to Free Post, Your Camden, or email yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. Cost 13 pence per copy for design, print and distribution. Cover, Nick David. Distribution from 4th of February 2008. Next issue out, 10th of March 2008. Download a podcast of Your Camden from camden.gov.uk/YourCamden. You can receive a copy of Your Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020 7974 5717. Crystal Mark. Clarity approved by the Plain English campaign. Recycle. Printed on paper manufactured from virgin pulp, produced from sustainable, managed forests. Tribute to councillors. Two long-serving councillors have sadly passed away since the last issue of Your Camden went to print. Roy Shaw represented the people of Camden for more than 50 years, first becoming a councillor on Hampstead Council in 1956. Most recently, he served as a councillor in the Haverstock ward until 2007. Roy was born and lived in the borough all his life, and his public service was recognised after an OBE in 1991 and the special position of Honorary Alderman of Camden in 2007. Jane Shopflin represented the people of Fortune Green for 17 years. Jane was very knowledgeable about local government, particularly housing issues, and her intelligence and compassion will be missed, particularly by her constituents. Fortune Green by-election. Following Jane Shopflin's death, a by-election has been called for the Fortune Green ward on Thursday the 21st of February. The polling stations will be at Templar House, Social Hall, Shoot Up Hill, West Hampstead Community Hall, Broomsley Street, Emmanuel Church of England School, Mill Lane. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/democracy or call 020 7974 6000. Keep your hot water safe. Tenants, landlords and homeowners should check their hot water tanks after the tragic death of a baby who died from being scalded by hot water in a recent case in Somerset. The accident was caused by a faulty thermostat. The Health and Safety Executive has now issued new advice for hot water systems, particularly those over 10 years old, and with cold water tanks in loft spaces over bedrooms. The warning signs you should look out for include excessively hot water coming out of the hot water taps, excessive noise or bubbling from the hot water cylinder, hot water coming out of certain cold water taps, steam / moisture in the roof space, Anyone with a system that is more than 10 years old should be aware of how to spot a faulty thermostat. If you think yours might be faulty, get it fixed as quickly as possible. If you have concerns and are a council tenant, please contact the Camden Repairs Contact Centre on 020 7974 1212. You can find out more at hse.gov.uk/services/local-government/alert.htm or call 0845 345 0055. Planning changes. We are leading the way in simplifying the planning system from the 1st of February. We are making a new simplified planning form available before the changes take effect across the rest of the country on the 1st of April. The new application form has been introduced by government to make the planning system clearer and will replace all existing types of planning application forms. The standard planning application form called 1APP will be available online via the planning portal website. This is as well as in a paper format from us. We will continue to accept the old forms until the 1st of April, but all applications made after that date must use the new form. You can find out more about the changes at planningportal.gov.uk/1APP or call the Planning Portal Service Desk on 0117 372 8200. Deliver your views on post offices. The number of post offices in the UK is set to fall over the coming years, and it could affect the area where you live. The post office is losing money as customer numbers are falling, and the way people use the services on offer is changing. They will be publishing their proposals for branch closures in London on February the 18th, with full details of how to have your say. We will see the proposals for post office closures at the same time as the public, so we don't yet know which branches may be at risk. Your Camden will report in the next issue with details of the post office proposals. You can also see the proposals from the 18th of February at postoffice.co.uk/network change or at your local branch. Area forums. More chances to have your say. Area forums are your chance to influence the decisions that affect where you live and to come up with ideas to improve your local area. Anyone who lives, works or studies in Camden can attend their local area forum. You can find your local area forum at camden.gov.uk/area forums. Call the area forum team on 020 7974 2608 brackets 020 7974 2621 24 hours or email area.forums@camden.gov.uk. The second cycle of area forum meetings started with the Kilburn Area Forum meeting. The next meetings arranged are Camden Town and Primrose Hill, Wednesday 6th of February, 6pm for 6:30 to 8:30pm, Roundhouse, Dr. Martin's Free DM Studio, Chalk Farm Road, NW1 8EH. Haverstock, Wednesday 13th of February, 6:30pm for 7 to 9pm. The Salvation Army, 10 to 16 Haverstock Hill, Chalk Farm, NW3 2BL. Highgate, Monday 18th of February, 7pm for 7:15 to 9pm. Holly Lodge Community Centre, 30 Makepeace Avenue, N6 6HL. Swiss Cottage, Thursday 21st of February, 6:30 to 8:30pm. Swiss Cottage Community Centre, brackets room 2, 19 Winchester Road, NW3 3NR. St Pancras and Somers Town, Thursday 28th of February, 7 to 9pm. St Pancras Community Centre, 30 Camden Street, NW1 0LG. Cantelose, Tuesday 4th of March, 7:30 to 9:30pm. Maiden Lane Community Centre, 156 St Paul's Crescent, NW1 9XZ. Bloomsbury, Tuesday 11th of March, 7pm start. Location to be confirmed. Belsize, Wednesday 12th of March, 6:30pm for 7 to 9pm. Burnham Towers, Residents Association Hall, Ground Floor Room, Fellows Road, Swiss Cottage, NW3 3JN. Fortune Green and West Hampstead, Monday 17th of March 2008, 7 to 9 p.m. Location to be confirmed. King's Cross, Wednesday 19th of March, 6:30 p.m. for 7 to 9 p.m. King's Cross Neighbourhood Centre, 51 Argyle Street, WC1H 8EF. Camden crackdown on smoking-related litter. Pubs and workplaces throughout England have been smoke-free for 6 months. Since the ban, we've been working hard to keep our streets smoking litter-free too. While tossing a cigarette butt on the street may seem harmless, it's illegal and spoils our environment. In a bid to crack down on smoking-related litter, we have hit the streets to educate residents and give out over 3,500 free portable ashtrays, known as butt pouches. Litter hotspot areas, including outside tube stations and bus stops, have been targeted. We have also been signing up local businesses to our Bin a Butt campaign to keep smoking-related litter in and around their premises to a minimum. 53 businesses have already pledged their support. Future plans for the campaign include tackling smoking-related litter in parks and open spaces. You can find out more by calling 020 7974 6914 or go to camden.gov.uk/environment. Community news, age concern. Surf and shop no matter your age. Even simple things like shopping can become more difficult when you get older, especially if you have health problems as well. Internet shopping offers the perfect solution and a free service is looking for more people to help. After registering for the service, older people can shop online without ever having to go near a computer. The staff at Age Concern Camden contact customers on a regular basis to take their order and deal with the supermarket on their behalf. The order is delivered at a pre-arranged time, direct from the supermarket. Orders can be placed as often as needed and the service arranges for payment to be made from the client's bank account. Age Concern Camden offers this service for free, but there may be a charge payable to the supermarket for making the delivery. This is always known in advance. Some people who get home care from us can have their delivery charge paid for them too. You can find out more or register for the project by calling Ian Thomas on 020 7121 3332. First UK Drug and Alcohol Court. The UK's first drug and alcohol court, aimed at tackling substance misuse before it splits up families, is now up and running, helping Camden families. Research has shown that two-thirds of all care proceedings started by us, or Islington or Westminster councils, are because of parental substance misuse. This led us to join together with our two neighbouring councils to successfully ask central government for support and funding for the court. The court offers intensive help to families in both one-to-one situations and in groups. It also works to make sure care offered to families affected by parental drug or alcohol misuse is well coordinated. The groundbreaking court is based on a model from the US. It could help more children in care to return home by getting their parents' help for any drug or alcohol problems they have. The court will run as a pilot scheme for 3 years at the Inner London Family Proceedings Court in Wells Street. You can find out more about care services at camden.gov.uk/safeguarding or call 020 7974 6666. Camden Design Awards 2008. What's your favourite building or place in Camden? We are looking for nominations of innovative, sustainable and high quality design for the 5th Camden Design Awards. Former award winners include the restoration of Russell Square Gardens, Swiss Cottage Central Library and the Roundhouse. But you can nominate any type of development, large or small, as long as it is largely visible to the public and has been completed since July 2006. Anyone can nominate a scheme from individuals to community groups, schools and youth groups. Designers can nominate their own schemes too. The closing date for nominations is the 7th of March 2008. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/planning or call on 020 7974 2612. Free half-term fun. There's no need for Camden's young people to splash out on half-term fun this February because we're offering it for free. From Monday the 18th to Friday the 22nd of February, all under 16s will be able to swim for free at Oasis and Swiss Cottage leisure centres. There will also be free sports and activities such as basketball and football in parks around the borough. The aim is to give all young people every opportunity to keep active, healthy and have fun. Free half-term swimming runs on weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Oasis Leisure Centre, Covent Garden, and 10 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 to 3 p.m. at Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre. You can find out more about all half-term leisure activities at camden.gov.uk/leisure or call 020 7974 5974. To check free swimming details, visit gll.org/borough/camden.asp. Who do you think you are? Birth, death and marriage certificates can be needed for many reasons, from getting a passport to tracing your family tree. If you need one, the easiest and cheapest way to get a copy is from the Town Hall. They cost a standard fee of £7, although some internet providers are known to charge up to £60 for a copy of the same document. Copies of certificates are available from the Camden Register Office for all births, deaths or marriages that have taken place in the borough. Certificates are also held for the former St Pancras or Hampstead registration districts and some parts of Holborn going back to 1837. You can find out more at camden.gov.uk/registrars or call 020 7974 1900. Don't miss. This month's Your Camden has two special pull-out supplements. Just turn to the centre pages to find them. Handy Guide to Services, mini update. There is a range of services in Camden, but sometimes it's difficult to find the right number at the right time. That's why we delivered a Handy Guide to Services booklet to every home in the borough in July last year, so that you can get the service you need quickly and easily. The next full guide will be published in the summer. In the meantime, we've included a reminder of some useful numbers. Policing Questionnaire. Camden Community and Police Consultative Group, CCPCG, want your views on the best way to set out the buildings the police use in Camden. There is even the chance to win £100 of John Lewis vouchers if you return the questionnaire. If you want to find out more about the issues involved, there are two special public meetings in February you can go to. They are Tuesday, 19th of February, 7:30 p.m, Old Hampstead Town Hall, 213 Haverstock Hill, London, NW3. Thursday, 21st of February, 7 p.m, in the Council Chamber, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1. Hold on to what you've got. Mobile phones and MP3 players can be a target for thieves. But taking a few simple steps can help keep your belongings safe. There are now more mobile phones in the UK than people. Yet they are still a target for thieves, with over 10,000 mobiles stolen across the country each month. Handbags, MP3 players and other valuables can also be at risk. But there are some easy ways to greatly reduce the chances of you having anything stolen. Carry your bag close to you, zipped up, with the clasp facing inwards. Try to avoid using your mobile in the street, especially outside train or tube stations. If you do, try and stay aware of your surroundings during and after ending your call. When in a restaurant or bar, keep your bag where you can see it. If available, use an under-table bag hook. Spread your possessions about. Keep your mobile phone separate from your purse and your keys separate from your credit card. Be careful when using cash dispensers. Don't let people see your PIN number as you enter it. If you are worried, take your card elsewhere. If your card appears to be stuck in a cash machine, try running your finger around the inside of the slot. If there is a little tongue or tag, pull it gently and your card may emerge, along with a sleeve placed in the slot to trap the card for a thief. Cover up any expensive jewellery. If you must carry valuables or large amounts of cash, be discreet. Fact box. Protect your valuables on the immobilise.com database. Anything with a serial number can be registered, including mobiles, laptops, MP3s and bikes. It could help you to get a stolen or lost item back. More info. Call 999 if a crime is happening now or if anyone is in immediate danger. to report a non-urgent crime, call Camden Police on 020 7404 1212. Wasting space. We're all responsible for the waste we produce and how it's managed. Help us develop a future plan by having your say. In North London alone, enough waste is collected each year to fill the Emirates football stadium from top to bottom, twice over. Dealing with this waste requires new facilities. Currently, much of North London's waste goes to landfill sites outside London, but this cannot continue. This presents many challenges, but also many opportunities. Most waste that can be reused or recycled, and the waste that remains after recycling and composting can be used to produce heat or energy. Processing waste can also create jobs and support new and innovative environmental technology. All of these things taken together have led seven North London authorities, including Camden, to join forces to create a North London Waste Plan. The plan will identify sites for the wide range of facilities that will be required to manage all of the waste being produced in North London. The plan will look all the way ahead to 2020, and because it is so complex, it is expected to take 3 years to produce. But the planning process is already underway, and we want to know what big issues you think we need to consider when developing the plan. For instance, you might want to know, how self-sufficient should North London be in dealing with its waste? Should the major new waste facilities be focused on existing waste sites and industrial sites? Are there any other locations that might be suitable? On what basis should waste sites be selected? If you want to know what the discussion is based on, there is a full report available called the Issues and Options Report in local libraries and online at nlwp.net. Get involved. One way to make your voice heard is to come along to a workshop being held at 6:30 p.m. on the 11th of February at the Camden Centre, Euston Road, King's Cross. More info. You can find out more by contacting the North London Waste Plan team on 020 7974 5916 or at events@nlwp.net. We may be able to attend your community group meeting to discuss the issues with you. Getting the budget right. Last October, we asked for your views on how we can get every pound to pull its weight in the 2008-2009 council budget. Here's what you told us. More than 1,000 of you have had your say on how we should use our budget for 2008-9. Council tax. 54% of people said they pay too much council tax. 29% said the amount they pay is about right. 11% of people said the amount they pay is not enough. We also asked about future levels of council tax. The most common response was for no increase, but a majority supported some kind of increase. 25% said there should be no increase in council tax. 19% said that they would support an increase of less than 1%. 19% said that they would support an increase of between 2 and 3%. Services. 50% of you supported an increase in council tax if it meant service levels would be maintained or improved. 16% of you supported reducing levels of service to keep any increase in council tax to a minimum. 19% of people supported no increase in council tax, even if it meant cutting levels of service. Spending plans. The top priorities where people thought we should increase spending were activities for teenagers, 45%, repairing roads and pavements, 41%, parks and open spaces, 37%, leisure and sports facilities, 36%. All of this feedback was considered by council leaders at an executive meeting in December. The meeting also identified 10 areas where we could make a savings equivalent to £140 for every home in Camden. The money could be reinvested in areas you have told us are important, like older people with mental health needs. The savings proposals are part of our ongoing Better and Cheaper Efficiency programme, which makes a commitment to cut waste while improving customer service. A final budget will go to an executive meeting on the 20th of February. The full council will be then asked to approve the budget on the 5th of March. More info. You can find full details of the 2007-2008 budget from 21st of February by visiting camden.gov.uk/democracy. Who is your Camden hero? Love your community heroes. Camden is full of heroes. Let us know who you think they are by nominating someone for an Epics Award. I would definitely encourage residents to nominate their own Camden hero, Nye Roose McClue. Local heroes often go unnoticed and unrewarded. That's why this year we're running our Exceptional People in Camden, EPIC Awards again, to help recognise those amongst us doing extraordinary work in the community, but who ask for nothing in return. The awards are all about you, the residents of the borough. No matter where you live in Camden, whether it's Kentish Town or Covent Garden, chances are you know someone whose hard work is making a difference to people around them. The 2006 awards attracted more than 120 nominations. Nye Roose McClue won an EPIC and was named overall winner, Exceptional Camden Hero. Nye, now 19 years old, was recognised for her work as a peer motivator, where she supported and advised young people on some of the difficult issues they face. She was also involved in tackling antisocial behaviour among young people by working with our antisocial behaviour team and the police, helping out with activities for young people at risk of offending. After winning the award, Nye noticed the way her award inspired those around her to get involved in the community. She said, "I would definitely encourage residents to nominate their own Camden hero. This is a great opportunity for you to show your appreciation for those around you who give up their time to improve life in Camden and give them the recognition they deserve. Get nominating. Now is the time to start nominating local heroes for this year's round of awards. You can nominate anyone that helps out in the local community, is dedicated to others and helps make Camden a better place. An application form is on the back page of this edition of Your Camden. Award categories: Exceptional Young Person, Exceptional Work with Young People, Exceptional Contribution in the Local Environment, Exceptional Contribution in Sport and Leisure, Exceptional Contribution in the Arts and Culture, Exceptional Contribution in Community Safety, Exceptional Carer, Exceptional Older Person. EPIC's prizes. The overall winner will receive some fantastic prizes, a pair of romantic return tickets to Paris on the Eurostar and a special EPIC's trophy. You could even win £200 of shopping vouchers for nominating someone in our free prize draw. But best of all, every person nominated will be recognised and celebrated at a special awards ceremony to be held in June. What we are looking for: exceptional. Has the person done more than you would expect anyone to do for their local community? Commitment. Has the person shown a long-lasting commitment to improving the community? Hero. Have the acts carried out by a person had a significant impact on the community? More info. There are lots of ways to nominate your Camden hero. Visit camden.gov.uk/epics. Pick up a form at any council office. Find one on the back page of this magazine or inside the Ham and High or Camden Gazette. If you have any questions, call on 020 7974 5717. Nominations close on the 4th of April. Youth Council Elections, 4th to the 14th of February 2008. Have your say, make a difference. Dancers at the launch of Camden's Youth Council. Kilburn, Paul Dunn on 07826 530 992. Hampstead and Highgate, Natasha Gregory on 020 7974 8101. Gospel Oak, Emily Reynards on 020 7974 7101. Central, Natasha Gregory on 020 7974 8101. South Camden, Millian Halimariam on 07944 042 399. Camden young people go to the polls from the 4th to the 14th of February to elect the first ever Youth Council for the borough. Following November's hugely successful launch event at Camden Town Hall, young people have put themselves forward as candidates to represent five areas of the borough. The Youth Council will meet six times a year and will have young cabinet members responsible for crime prevention, environment and transport, health and safety, education and skills, youth services, fundraising and publicity. Issues raised will be taken to regular joint meetings with adult councillors. The aims are to give young people a say in local decision-making, increase their understanding of local and national politics, as well as improve their confidence and communication skills. Voting in the Youth Council elections will take place online and by text messaging, making it easy for as many young people to take part as possible. How to take part? All the candidates and their manifestos will be published on the council website at camden.gov.uk/youthcouncil. You can vote online using the voting link on this site or by text message. If you have not yet registered to vote and want to find out how you can take part in the election, please speak to one of these youth workers in your local area. Bracket C coloured key for details. Booklets listing all the youth council candidates in your local area are also being published and distributed to youth centres and schools. If you aren't standing as a youth council candidate but want to make a difference in your neighbourhood, why not join one of the new local youth area forums? Call one of the numbers above to find out more. The youth council will give young people the opportunity to voice their opinions on what they need. Zahid, 18. More info. For general inquiries about the youth service phone, Paul Dunn, on 020 7974 8059 or email paul.dunn@camden.gov.uk. Housing news, giving your voice a home. Plans to invest nearly £500 million in Camden's homes have been agreed, and we are also looking at ways to create more housing in the borough. Housing is a big issue across the country, and Camden is no different. A cash shortfall in recent years has meant over half of our homes urgently need rewiring, better heating, and improved bathrooms and kitchens. That's why, after one of our biggest ever consultations, we have agreed plans to invest nearly £500 million in Camden's homes, including creating more housing. This will improve living conditions for thousands of families and bring the majority of our homes up to the decent home standards set by government by 2012. We are using lots of different methods to do this and changing the way we invest to make the money go further. A very small number of empty properties that are in a poor condition will be sold. But we will replace every sold property with at least one more affordable home in Camden by 2015. We are also working with residents on some of the housing estates most in need of investment. Self-funding projects could involve not only improvements to existing homes, but could also create new homes, shops and community facilities to improve the whole estate and its surrounding area. All of our tenants and leaseholders were asked to give their views on these plans during a six-month borough-wide consultation. Almost three-quarters, 68%, of those who took part gave their backing to our proposals to fund vital repairs to council homes. More info. You can find out more about investing in Camden's homes by visiting camden.gov.uk/housing or by calling 020 7974 6191. Picture Your Home. Two brothers and two sisters claimed the top prizes at our Picture Your Home prize-giving event held at Swiss Cottage Library in December. The competition was part of our Investing in Camden Homes consultation on plans to bring all of our council homes up to the government's decent homes standard. Sisters Natasha and Alexandra Petrie Baker jointly won the age 11 to 14 category. Joshua Alfering won the age 6 and under category and his brother Samuel the age 7 to 10 category. Each of the winners received £50 of John Lewis vouchers. Police, fire, health, voluntary, education. Hot idea to save lives. There's a lot we can do to prevent fires from happening. But if they do, Camden's Fire Brigade have a new way to save lives. Camden firefighters have become the first in the capital to be kitted out with new life-saving first aid equipment. The London Fire Brigade is fitting new defibrillators to all of its fire engines over the next 4 years. Defibrillators use controlled bursts of electric current to restart someone's heart if they have a heart attack. The upgraded kit includes other medical equipment too and will be carried in a specially designed backpack by crews from Belsize, Euston, Kentish Town and West Hampstead fire stations. The introduction of the improved first aid equipment is being backed up with new training. This means, as part of their normal duties, firefighters attending incidents will be even better prepared to treat casualties who need immediate care until paramedics can take over. Camden Borough Commander Mick Key said, "The new equipment is helping us provide the very best first aid care for the public and our own firefighters, ultimately helping us save more lives." More info. You can find out more about the London Fire Brigade at london-fire.gov.uk/. Free fire safety visits. There's nothing nicer than keeping cosy in your home on a cold winter's night. But by using more heaters and other electrical appliances, the risk of fire in the home increases at this time of year. Camden firefighters are offering all residents in the borough a free home fire safety visit where they will fit free smoke alarms if needed and offer fire safety advice. It is important to protect your family and home from fire. One of the best ways to do it is to make sure you have a working smoke alarm. Alarms give vital early warning if fire does break out. Firefighters know from experience that smoke alarms save lives. The fire safety visits. Identify potential fire risks. Give advice about reducing the risk of fire. Identify an escape plan in case of a fire. Install an appropriate smoke alarm with a 10-year battery. More info. You can arrange a free home fire safety visit by calling free on 08000 284 428 or email smokealarms@london-fire.gov.uk. Green Camden. Free business support. Over 100 businesses have now benefited from our free business support programme, Better Climate for Camden. It's here to provide free assistance to any business or charity in Camden that wants to stay ahead of the competition, save money and do their bit for the environment. More info. For advice and support on reducing the carbon footprint of your business, call 020 7974 5657 or email better.climate@camden.gov.uk. Camden Green Fair. The 17th Camden Green Fair will take place on Sunday the 1st of June and is set to be bigger, better and greener than ever. Old favourites such as the Green Roadshow and the Solar Cinema will be joined this year by new attractions including a climate science zone and a fair trade tea dance. We are always looking for people to get involved, whether it's helping, organising a zone or getting your workplace involved. More info. You can find out more or volunteer by calling on 020 7974 2260 or email charlie.willsmore@camden.gov.uk. Willsmore is spelt W-I-L-L-S-M-O-R-E. Cans. You can recycle more than you think. Recycling in Camden is easy. To find out more, tell 020 7974 6914 or email recycling@camden.gov.uk. camden.gov.uk/recycling. The School Patrol. Camden Police and Education Welfare Workers have found a way to reduce truanting. York Camden joins them on patrol. Every day in Camden there are children skipping school, missing out on valuable education. To tackle the problem, police and education welfare workers have joined together to carry out regular truancy patrols. York Camden joined the team on a recent Monday morning as they scoured the streets of Camden in search of students skipping school. Early into the patrol, a call from a school diverted the team to a pupil's Somerstown home. He'd been regularly skipping school and his mum was having problems getting him out of bed. Within minutes of the patrol visiting, he was dressed and in the back of the van being returned to school. Back on West End Lane, a mother and daughter were spotted. Within moments, the mother was being questioned. Truancy officer Stevie Bennett told us, "Each case is judged on its merits. Often there's a genuine reason why someone isn't at school, but if the reasons don't seem legitimate, they are investigated." The patrols are just one of a number of measures taken by us and our partners. Together, they have seen school attendance levels rise every year over the past 10 years. Last year recorded the best ever attendance figures. Despite this, Stevie said that too many pupils are still missing school and that many parents are letting them. He said, "Parents who are out with young children think that it doesn't matter if their child misses a day at school every now and then. Well, that's not acceptable and it's an attitude that could land them in court." The patrols target areas based on tip-offs from schools, the housing department and youth workers. Patrol leader Police Sergeant Russell said, "Our safest schools officers join the patrols because they really know their patch. It's a police matter because truants are not just missing school, they are more likely to be involved in crime or be victims of it." Fact box. Research shows that children who regularly attend school are likely to be more successful. A pupil who misses a day of school a week misses the equivalent of 2 whole years of their school life. More info. You can find out more information and help someone stop skipping school by phoning 020 7974 8243. a makeover for Chalk Farm. If you're one of the 60,000 people who visit Chalk Farm at the weekend, here are some improvements to look out for. Thousands of people flock to Chalk Farm every day. Plenty of people call the area home. Many more travel there to work, and the lively shops attract their fair share of traffic too. Last September, we asked businesses and residents for their views on ways to make it easier to travel through the area and also to stop and use the local shops and facilities. Over 400 people took part in the consultation. Here are some of the agreed improvements. Camden Lock Bridge. We've already given this Camden landmark a fresh lick of paint, and the next step will be to clean the brickwork to restore it to its former glory. We're also going to install new feature lighting under the bridge to make it feel safer at night. New pedestrian crossings. We're about to start work on improving crossing facilities around Chalk Farm Road at its junctions with Ferdinand Street and the Morrison Supermarket exit road. This will mean adding a new Green Man crossing, and we're also proposing a new crossing outside the roundhouse and improving the one by Chalk Farm Tube Station. A new local square. We're working on plans to transform the end of Regent's Park Road into a small local square, including new lighting, trees and seating. Regent's Park Road Railway Bridge. This busy route for cyclists and pedestrians will be resurfaced. We're also improving safety by installing CCTV and better lighting. Changes to waiting and loading. We're simplifying parking restrictions in the area to improve road safety and help the flow of traffic. What else is in store? There's loads more planned for the area, including improved paving and lighting, new seating and more parking space for bikes and motorbikes. More info. You can find out more by calling 020 7974 2403 or go to camden.gov.uk/towncentreprojects or email street.policy@camden.gov.uk. Ready, steady, bow. If it's your aim to take up archery, there's a club in Camden for you. Robin Hood might have preferred Sherwood Forest to Hampstead Heath, but there are plenty of places to hit the target in Camden every week. One of the attractions of archery is the history behind it, from longbowmen at medieval battles through to the fact archery is the only sport that can claim to provide a royal bodyguard. In the modern day, there are different forms of archery. Target archery is the competition used at the Olympics, where competitors have a set number of arrows to aim at a target, with the most accurate winning. But you can also try your hand at field archery, which takes place in open country and relies more on competitors' judgment and instinct. Heidi Nicol is a member of Hampstead Bowmen and helps run their beginners' courses. Beginners start by taking on some indoor target practice at the Royal Free Recreation Club. Once the course is complete, there is then the chance to join other members to shoot distances of up to 60 metres at an outdoor ground in Highgate. Heidi said, "Archery attracts people of all ages and abilities, and with so many different forms of the sport, you can never get bored of it." Hampstead Bowmen are one of the 5 archery clubs based in London. Such is the popularity of archery in the borough that Hampstead Bowmen currently have a waiting list for their beginners' courses. But there are other options too. 2020 Archery Club has just started in Maitland Park in Chalk Farm. 2020 have just started new beginners' courses and can provide have-a-go sessions for groups. So if you're looking for a new, interesting sport to take up in 2008, try archery. It might hit the target. More info. You can find listings of every sport club in Camden at camden.gov.uk/sport or call 020 7974 8965. For more details on Hampstead Bowmen, go to hampsteadbowmen.org.uk or email info@hampsteadbowmen.org.uk. You can find out more about 2020 Archery at 2020archery.org.uk, email inquiries@2020archery.co.uk or call Heidi Nicol on 07753 882 467. Quiz question, just for fun. When was archery first included as an Olympic sport? Answer, 1900. February Spotlight, Art for Tomorrow. Paintings, sculptures and large paperworks by German artist Thomas Scheibitz feature at Camden Arts Centre from this month. Scheibitz received international acclaim at the Venice Biennale in 2005. In the exhibition, he uses geometric shapes and symbols taken from personal memory and the media to create a vision of a future fast-paced consumer society. His sculptures have been compared to 3D canvases as he transforms the geometric planes of the paintings into life-size objects. Scheibitz has also produced a publication of the same name to coincide with the exhibition. About 90 Elements, / Todd im Dschungel, runs from the 22nd of February to the 20th of April. Admission is free. Email camdenartscentre.org, 020-7472-5500, Camden Arts Centre, Arkwright Road, London, NW3 6DG. Into the Antarctic. Tom Crean, the intrepid Antarctic explorer and one of Ireland's unsung heroes, is brought to life in this dramatic and funny solo performance by Aidan Dooley, who also wrote the play. Tom Crean, Antarctic Explorer, runs from 6th of February to the 16th of March, Tuesday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday matinees at 3:30 p.m. There is no Saturday matinee performance on the 9th of February. Adult tickets cost £18, concessions £15. newentheatre.co.uk 0870 033 2733 newentheatre 27 New End, London, NW3 1JD. QC in the Park. Well-known QC Michael Mansfield will talk about life and the law when he presents at Regent's College Speakers in the Park next month. The evening is one of a series of events featuring influential and interesting figures. The QC is also set to discuss why he chooses to take on the cases that no one else will touch. Speakers in the Park, QC Michael Mansfield, 13th of March. Tickets cost £20, 020 7487 7745. Regent's College Theatre, Inner Circle, Regent's Park, London, NW1 4NS. Sofia Medoidzi, Laboratory for the Future. Georgian-born artist Sofia Medoidzi presents her first solo exhibition in the UK. The exhibition explores the architectural history of Soviet Georgia, a formerly prosperous Soviet republic. The photographs were taken in 2007 during the artist's journey through historically important industrial sites. Until the 16th of February. Free admission, Swiss Cottage Gallery, 88 Avenue Road, London, NW3 3HA. camden.gov.uk/Swiss Cottage Library. A mingle for singles. Mingle with singles the night before Valentine's Day and maybe pick up a late date for the day itself. There is extended access to all the exhibitions and lots of opportunities to break the ice with someone who catches your eye. This event is part of the British Library's current Breaking the Rules exhibition. The printed face of the European avant-garde, 1900 to 1939, until the 30th of March. A licensed bar will be in operation on the night. Price £5. Highlights from camden.gov.uk/what's on. Latin/Brazilian dance classes. Zouk Lambada was developed from the Lambada with the inclusion of Creole music. Classes are for beginners to intermediate, no experience necessary. Hargrave Park School Hall, Hargrave Park, London, N19, 8 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. Cost is £7 for an adult, £4 for a child, or £60 for 10 weeks for concessions. 07722 062430 or zoukmeforever@yahoo.com.au. The email address is spelt zoukme4eva@yahoo.com.au. Harold Pinter Exhibition. The 2005 Nobel Prize in Literature winner Harold Pinter will feature at a British Library exhibition until the 13th of April, 96 Euston Road, London, NW1 2BD, 020-7412-7332 or events@bl.uk. Register your event for free at camden.gov.uk/what's on. Competition. Penelope Keith in The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. Win, Importance of Being Earnest tickets. Oscar Wilde's Importance of Being Earnest is one of the most popular plays ever written. And now Penelope Keith, famous for her roles in The Good Life and To the Manor Born, takes on the role of Lady Bracknell at the Vaudeville Theatre. For your chance to win a pair of top price tickets, all you have to do is answer the following question. Which BBC sitcom did Penelope Keith star in? A. The Bad Life. B. The Good Life. C. The OK Life. Just put your answer on a postcard marked Earnest Competition and send it to Free Post, York Camden. Closing date 20th of February 2008. If you're not a lucky winner, you can book tickets by calling on 0844 412 4663. The Importance of Being Earnest, Vaudeville Theatre, Strand, London, WC2RONH. Prize tickets are valid for Monday to Thursday performances until the 28th of February 2008. Epics. Exceptional People in Camden. Nomination form. Please complete this in block capitals. About you. Your name, address, postcode, home telephone, mobile, email. About your nominee. Nominee name, awards category, their address, postcode, their telephone number, their email. Do they know you have nominated them? Yes, stroke no. Now complete the following questions, giving as much information as you can, bearing in mind our judges will base their decision on the information you provide. You are welcome to continue your nomination on an additional sheet of paper. For more information on the epics, see page 12 to 13. Return your completed form to Free Post, Epics, no stamp required. Alternatively, you can pick up a nomination at camden.gov.uk/epics, pick up a form at any of our offices, or find one inside the Ham and High or Camden Gazette. Nominations close on the 4th of April. Number 1. What activities has your nominee undertaken which you feel makes them deserve an epic award? Number 2. What makes your nominee exceptional? What have they done that you feel is more than you would expect anyone to do for their community? 3. What makes your nominee committed? What have they done which shows they have a long-term commitment to improving the community? 4. What makes your nominee heroic? What have they done which has had a significant impact on the community? 5. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your nominee which you feel supports your nomination? Kindly sponsored by Wellcome Trust, Everyman Indulge, LCR, Volunteer Centre Camden, CBS Outdoor, Ham and High, Hampstead and Highgate Express, Camden Gazette, Eurostar. Adverts. If you're a victim of homophobia, talk to us. Homophobic and transphobic abuse, bullying and harassment are criminal acts. This means that we can take action against people who are homophobic or transphobic. There are several agencies in Camden who can help. Call 999 in an emergency. Camden Police's Community Safety Unit is a dedicated team of police officers that deal specifically with all forms of hate crime and can be contacted on 020 8733 6470 or 020 8733 6472. Camden LGBT Forum is a community organisation run by LGBT people. They can offer advice, advocacy and support to victims of homophobic or transphobic crime. They can be contacted on 020 7470 8760 or alternatively reports can be made online at camdenlgbtforum.org.uk without the need to involve the police. Camden Victim Support offers practical and emotional support for victims of crime and can be contacted on 020 7388 9550. If you're a Camden Council tenant, you can report directly to your district housing office. Hate crime is unacceptable and is a criminal offence. We strongly encourage all victims to come forward and report. For more information on where to get advice and support, visit camden.gov.uk/community safety or camdensafe.org. Victim Support, Camden LGBT Forum, Metropolitan Police, Camden. Help us clean up Camden. Join the Capital Cleanup. To find out more or to get involved, visit camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets or call 020 7974 6914. camden.gov.uk. Work with your councillors to solve problems. What would you like to change? What matters to you? Area forums help make Camden a better place. Just turn up or register at camden.gov.uk/area forums and help make Camden a borough of opportunity. For more information, phone 020 7974 2608 or 020 7974 2621 24-hour voicemail. Email area.forums@camden.gov.uk or visit camden.gov.uk/area forums. Public notice. Notice of application for premises to be approved as a venue for civil marriage and civil partnership. We, the Hospital Group Limited, being the proprietors of the hospital, 24 Endell Street, Covent Garden, London, WC2H 9HQ, apply to the London Borough of Camden to be licensed under the Marriage and Civil Partnership Act as premises where civil marriage and civil partnership can take place. The Marriages and Civil Partnership (brackets approved premises regulations 2005) state that the premises can be approved by the council if, in their opinion and amongst things, 1. They are seemingly and dignified and regularly available for civil marriages and civil partnerships. 2. They have adequate fire precautions and other appropriate safety precautions. 3. They have no recent or continuing connection with any religion which is incompatible with the use of the premises as a venue for civil marriages and civil partnerships. Full details of these conditions can be obtained from the Superintendent Registrar, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H 9JE. Any person wishing to object to my application may only do so if my premises do not comply with the conditions required by these regulations of the Council. Objections must be made in writing to the proper officer for registration matters, Register Office, Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H 9JE, and must be received within 21 days of the date of this publication. When we don't get it right. We want to provide good quality services for everyone, but things can go wrong. If they do, we need to know so that we can put them right and learn from them. If you are unhappy about any one of our services, you should write or speak to the relevant service manager. If you are still unhappy, there is a formal complaints procedure. Contact our General Complaints Unit on 020 7974 5644. Email complaints@camden.gov.uk. camden.gov.uk/complaints. Special Supplement, February 2008. Your Handy Guide to Services in Camden. Mini Update 2008. A to Z. There's a large number of services in Camden, but sometimes it's difficult to find the right number at the right time. Last year we published a Handy Guide to Services in Camden booklet to help put you in touch with the correct service quicker. The guide is part of our work around improving customer services so that you get the service you need easily and quickly. Your next updated handy guide will be distributed in the summer. But in the meantime, we put together a reminder of some handy numbers of services in the borough to help you get in touch with the service you're looking for straight away. Abandoned vehicles. Phone 020 7974 6914. Accessible transport. Phone 020 7974 2415. /2436. Text link 020 7974 6866. Web camden.gov.uk/ATS. Adoption. Phone 0800 028 1436. Web camden.gov.uk/adoption. Web adoptionnorthlondon.org. Awards. Exceptional People in Camden Awards, EPICS. Phone 020 7974 5717. Web camden.gov.uk/epics. Benefits claims: Town Hall Extension, Argyle Street, WC1H 8NJ. Phone 020 7974 5950. Web camden.gov.uk/housing benefit. Monday to Tuesday, Thursday to Friday, 8am to 5pm. Wednesday, 8am to 2:30pm. Benefit Fraud Telephone Hotline and Online Reporting Form. Phone 0800 328 6340. Text link 0800 328 6341. camden.gov.uk/housing benefit. 7am to 11pm every day except bank holidays. Blue and Green Badge Scheme. Permit Administration. Phone 020 7974 4655 4651. Business Support. Phone 020 7974 5782. Web camden.gov.uk/local business partnership. Camden Working. Phone 020 7388 3000. Crowndale Centre. Phone 020 7974 5472. Swiss Cottage Centre. Help and advice and support for the unemployed. Careline. Phone 020 7974 1491 1492. Text link 020 7974 6866. Web camden.gov.uk/careline. Cashier's Payment Line. Phone 020 7974 6104. Web camden.gov.uk/pay. Children and Adult Social Care Services. Phone 020 7974 6666. Phone 020 7278 4444. Out of Hours Emergency Service. Composting. Phone 020 7974 6914. Web camden.gov.uk/recycling. To order a composting bin, please phone 0845 130 6090. Councillors. Councillor Services. Room 122 to 125, Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1H 9JE. Phone 020 7974 2792. camden.gov.uk/democracy. Council tax. Third floor, Town Hall Extension, Argyle Street, WC1H 8NH. Phone 020 7974 6470. Text link 020 7974 6866. Web camden.gov.uk/council tax. Monday to Tuesday, Thursday to Friday, 8am, 5pm. Wednesday, 8am to 2:30pm. Saturday, 9am to 12 noon. Customer Services. Phone 020 7974 4444. Text link 020 7974 6866. Electoral Registration. Town Hall, Room 11, Judd Street, WC1H 9JE. Phone 020 7974 6000. Web camden.gov.uk/democracy. Monday to Friday, 8:30am to 5:30pm. Fire Safety. Phone 0845 351 0642. Fly Posting. Phone 020 7974 6914. Web camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Fly Tipping. Phone 020 7974 6914, web camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Fostering, free phone 0800 028 1436, web camden.gov.uk/fostering. Graffiti, phone 020 7974 6914, web camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Health, Camden Primary Care Trust, St Pancras Hospital, 4 St Pancras Way, NW1 OPE, phone 020 7530 3500, web camdenpct.nhs.uk. Housing, District Housing Offices, Camden Town, Crowndale Centre, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1 1BD, phone 020 7974 4422, text link 020 7974 6866, Monday to Friday 9 a.m. 5 p.m. Gospel Oak, 115 Wellesley Road. Wellesley is spelt Wellesley. NW5 4PA. Phone 020 7974 6774. Text link 020 7974 6866. Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hampstead, 156 West End Lane, NW6 1SD. Phone 020 7974 6548. Text link 020 7974 6866. Monday to Friday 9 a.m. 5 p.m. Holborn, Bidderborough House, 20 Mapledon Place, WC1H 9BF. Phone 020 7974 3566. Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kentish Town, 42 Caversham Road, NW5 2DS. Phone 020 7974 6813. Text link 020 7974 6848. Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Housing Options and Advice Service. Housing Options, Bidborough House, 20 Mapledon Place, WC1H 9BF. Phone 020 7974 5801. Web camden.gov.uk/housing options. Monday to Tuesday, Thursday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. by appointment only. Private Sector Team, 179 West End Lane, NW6 2LH. Phone 020 7974 8855. Monday, Thursday and Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then 4 to 7 p.m. People looking for accommodation and homelessness. Bidborough House, 20 Mapledon Place, WC1H 9BF. Phone 020 7974 5801. 020 7974 4444. After hours emergency line for priority cases. Web camden.gov.uk/housing options. Monday to Tuesday, Thursday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Repairs, phone 020 7974 1212. Out of hours emergency repairs, phone 020 7278 4444. Phone 020 7974 6565, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For Saletti Speaking Service, text link 020-7974-6866. Web, camden.gov.uk/housing repairs. Monday to Friday, 8am to 6pm. Junk mail, phone 020-7974-6914. Web, camden.gov.uk/junk mail. Noise. Phone 020-7974-2090. Weekend noise service. 10pm to 4am Friday and Saturday only. Phone 020-7278-4444. Web. camden.gov.uk/environmental health. Parking. PO Box 20217. NW19GH. Phone 020-7974-4646. Web camden.gov.uk/parking. Pest control. Phone 020-7974-5976. Web camden.gov.uk/pest control. Duty planner service. 5th floor, Town Hall Extension, Argyle Street, WC1H 8EQ. Phone 020-7974-1911. Monday to Wednesday, 9am to 5pm. Thursday, 9am to 7pm. Friday, 9am to 5pm. Play service. Phone 020-7974-1519. Web camden.gov.uk/play. Monday to Friday, 8:30am to 6:30pm. Police. Web met.police.uk/Camden. Camden Police Switchboard. Phone 020-7404-1212. 999 if a crime is happening now or if anyone is in immediate danger. Racial Harassment Hotline. Phone 0800 138 1661. 24-hour free phone. Available in English, Albanian, Arabic, Cantonese, Farsi, French, Somali and Sinhalese, Bengali. Recycling. Phone 020-7974-6914. Web camden.gov.uk/recycling. Recycling Centre, Regis Road, NW5 3EW. Phone 020-7974-6914. Text link 020-7974-6866. Web camden.gov.uk/recycling. 8am to 3:45pm daily. Visit camden.gov.uk/recycling for details of recycling. Registration of births, deaths, marriages and civil partnerships. Town Hall, Judd Street, WC1H, 9JE. Phone 020-7974-1900. Text link 020-7974-6866. Web camden.gov.uk/registrars. By appointment only. Monday to Friday, 9:30am to 4:30pm, except the first Thursday of month, 9:30am to 1pm. Saturday, 9:30am to 12:30pm for emergency registration of births and deaths. Sunday, 9 to 11am, registration of deaths for emergency burial only. Roadwork / roads. Phone 020-7974-6956. Web camden.gov.uk/streetworks. Schools. Admissions. Crowndale Centre. 218 Evershult Street. NW1 1BD. Phone 020-7974-1625. Web camden.gov.uk/starting school. Trading Standards. Phone 0845 404 0506. Consumer Direct Helpline. Web. camden.gov.uk/tradingstandards. Truancy. Phone 020 7974 7162. Web camden.gov.uk/education welfare. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. duty service, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. term time. Young people. Camden Under 25's Advice Centre, Crowndale Centre, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1 1BD. Phone 020 7974 4595. Web camden.gov.uk/young people. Monday to Tuesday, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 2 to 4 p.m. Wednesday, 2 to 6 p.m. Telephone inquiries can also be taken on Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.